We're coming to the close of our convention here, and we'd just like to say we have on the program a little bit of a convention echo that we were thinking of having towards the end of the convention. We were going to maybe have a few minute break in between and say our closing remarks, but if the brethren are not opposed to staying seated for a little bit of time yet, maybe we'll just do the convention echoes right at this point in time. If anyone would like to share a few thoughts of how the convention has been a blessing to them, how they have joys that they have experienced. Maybe we'll take that right now, and then we'll go into our close after that. And maybe we'll have somebody just open that door a little. Sharon, can you open that door? Just get a little bit of air moving back in here. So if someone would like to start off, if anyone would like to offer a little bit about convention, the blessings they have received. Sister Carr.
Brother Ben, Brendan, this has been a wonderful time, excuse me. Just to be together with the ones the Lord has chosen. We wouldn't know who to choose. That's why we leave it in the hands of the Heavenly Father. This has been such a thrill to be here, to get rejuvenated and get refueled and get for all of us. And I thank the brethren at the classes here. I know it's a lot of work, but it's a work you feel good. And you say, this is a good, tired feeling. And we remember you all in prayer. We want to thank Brother David also for bringing in the Filipinos. We almost know them because we write so often to each other. And he telephones us. And so it was just really nice to see them in action here. We ask that you remember our convention next week. If you can, you're all welcome. And that's in Vernon, British Columbia. We love you all so much. Remember each one of you in prayer and stay firm.
Thank you, Sister Carm. Anyone else? Sister Winnie over here.
We were looking forward to this convention for a long time, and we weren't disappointed. My personal only disappointment was that the brethren who I looked forward also to see were not here, you know, specifically Gary and Ruth and as many of the Karutskis family as possible. We really missed them all. But in so far as our fellowship, it was tremendous. It was just really everything I needed. And the talks were everything I needed, and studies, and the singing was really so enjoyable. And I just would wish that somebody who's musical would put English words to that last melody. It's beautiful. And just continue to pray for us. You know, we've got challenges, as I'm sure you all have. So we rest in the Lord. Thank you so much for your hospitality here. The two classes coming together, all the work that went into it, only those that work behind the scenes know. And so we're very grateful.
Thank you, Sister Wayne.
I'm Brother Mike Chalesky from Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, Canada. I love the convention very much. I love the singing of the hymn. They bring back my thoughts 50 years ago or so. May the Lord bless you, and I will pray for you, and please pray for me. And I do always remember you in my prayers, and I remember all the Bible students all over the world, wherever they be found. Thank you.
Brother Jerry.
Brother Ben, I would like to express the joy, the recharge that I've received from our Heavenly Father via the convention, the opportunity of meeting brethren that we haven't met before and having some fellowship. This last presentation touched my heart in very many ways. I'm feeling guilty that I have a vehicle outside that would house three families. And the blessings that the Lord have has bestowed upon us are super. That's not the right word. I'm sorry, brethren. I'm so thankful, but also realize that this presentation has really shown us that we can get by with less, a lot less here. Our consecrations are the same consecrations that the brethren have made there, and we're thankful that brother here has given us that opportunity of meeting our brethren. Blessings, continual blessings. The opportunity that we had yesterday was an opportunity. What I meant is leaving the convention and going to a family thing and then returning to the convention. Often you don't appreciate the spirit that we have here, that we have one with another, until you contrast it with something. And we had a contrast there. And brethren, you are my family. I've said that at the beginning, and I really mean that. The world has a different direction. The people will come to know the Heavenly Father, but as of yet, there is still that desire for selfishness and pleasures and so on. And the opportunity to experience that contrast also was a blessing, to come back to the convention and once again regain that spirit of the brethren. We ask for your prayers, and perhaps if you can pass our love and greetings to the ecclesias that you go home to from Sister Donna and myself, it would be thankful. And sure learned a lot. My goodness, it's just terrific. The talks were once again directed at my weaknesses. So we ask the Heavenly Father always for the guidance and for the blessing of each as they go home as well. Thank you, Brother Ben.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Would there be Sister Jean?
I want to thank the brethren for all their efforts for putting forth this very beautiful convention. We've truly felt the love of the brethren this weekend. And for my echoes and the highlight maybe of my convention is the theme text. And that's not normal for me. Usually a theme text is the banner at the back. And this time I really appreciated how it was brought out in the panel discussion. And I think that I understand now that scripture better and the element of praise that is necessary within our assembling. And I think that that's something that I have not fully appreciated before. So I want to thank the brethren for choosing that.
Thank you, Sister Jean. Who would like to be Sister Mary?
I would also feel amiss if I didn't express my gratitude and thanks to our Heavenly Father for the privilege of being at the convention. I am especially grateful to Sister Jean for asking me whether I would like to come along, and I am very thankful to her, and also for the hospitality of Brother Adam and Sister Helen. It's just been very special being with them, and I have very good memories of from way back, and I really appreciate all the lessons brought out. And also I'm going to echo the thoughts of Sister Jean of that was something I really benefited by, is by their Colossians 3:16. I thought that was really brought out so well, and it'll be many memories and lessons to go over when I get home. And I appreciate the brethren very, very much, and I thank you again. And I remember the brethren in my prayers, and I pray that the brethren will remember me. Thank you.
Thank you. You've had, we'll take some others now, Brother Mike. Who would like to be next? Brother Dave.
Brother Ben, dear brethren, I will reiterate, I've heard how wonderful this convention was. I've heard it several times, again, from my pals, John Freer and Byron Keith, and they were telling the truth, and I'm glad to hear that. This has been wonderful. It has zipped by. I can't believe we're at the end of the day already. But I'm so thankful to the brethren here for their labors of love. I know it takes a lot to put on a convention and have people come from, you know, many miles away and many kilometers away as well. Take care of them. So I just really appreciate it. Again, I thank my gracious host and hostess, Ben and Sue, for their hospitality. But it's just been a wonderful, quick, fast weekend. So it seemed to just fly by. But anyway, thank you very much, and Lord bless you all. And I thought a little commercial. We have a convention, Labor Day weekend, Seattle. Anybody, love to have you.
That was great, Brother Dave. Sister Helen, and then Brother Miles.
Dear Brendan, I was thinking of what would be the highlights of this convention, and at first I thought, well, maybe this discourse, or maybe it was Randy's discourse on Apostle Paul, or Brother Tim's study, how to study the Bible in Ephesians, and I went down the line. Well, then we had a song service, and I just enjoyed it very much. And then as the day went down, everything was just highlights to me, so I think I really enjoyed the blessing from all the convention. It was just such a highlight in my life, and the Lord has blessed me. And this last presentation, and I was thinking, you know, if we are faithful, we're going to meet brethren from all over the world and share eternity with them. And it's just such a blessing to know the truth. Lord bless you as you go on the way home, that the Lord give you safety. And thank you for coming.
Thank you. And Brother Miles?
I think I got some explaining to do. The door was open there, and I walked in, and Sister Dawn Krupa had given my dad a new muscle therapy, and I couldn't help but saying, it's a miracle. You got to ask him to give you a demonstration just to see him walk out of that chair so well. It's terrific. Well, thank you both for coming so far. Thank you, everyone, for coming to our convention. You know, it's a show of support that we really need. Our numbers are small, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Miles. Who would like to be next? Oh, Sister Rita.
Just a quick note. I just wanted to say, after seeing this last presentation, every time I am on the verge of complaining, I will think of the Filipino brethren. We're fussy about our food, we're fussy about our clothes, we're fussy about our health, we're fussy about all kinds of things, what we drive. And when I was a kid, I thought, looking back, I thought we were poor. We were not poor, we were rich compared to those brethren. You can't believe it, you know, it's just, you just want to go over there and help them. I wish we could all fly over there and help them. And it would do us some good, I think.
Probably we'd be the ones that would be benefited by it, from what Brother Dave is showing here. It's amazing, isn't it? Who would be next?
Can I say something real quick? Okay. Brother Agrippino
was now an old brother, Ron, and they love getting messages from the brethren in other countries. One of the things that I didn't mention was, time was going by, but the a lot of them are ex-Jehovah's Witnesses, and the Jehovah's Witnesses are knocking on the door sometimes 2 and 3 times a week, especially in the outer areas away from Taguig, saying, you know, we're the Bible students now. You're the only ones in the whole world. So that's why they were very concerned when we started coming. But they keep telling them that, you know, and they want to know. They really rejoice when they hear it, get messages just that there's somebody else out there, whether it's Canada, United States, India, you know, Europe, that there's brethren out there that believe the same way they do and have the same hopes. And a message of love through email. If you know, like I say, he's on old Brother Ron, so he's right on the list, and he'll get the message to everybody. It really strengthens their faith, and it really is, they really like that.
Thank you. Well, there's something that we can all do. Who would like to be next? Oh, Brother Ken.
Thank you. Dear brethren, it was a joy to see the presentation that Dave had about the Philippines. Now, there's been presentations before. There's been a lot of other pictures of that. The brethren from Australia had shown Brother Adam and Brother Ray. They were there a few times. Just want to mention to you that the brethren in the Philippines are very grateful for the financial help that they get from the brethren from Australia and also the brethren from the United States. And it's something that we do monthly. They need care. They need assistance. Some of them cannot work, and so naturally they do need additional assistance for them to be able to survive. And we're grateful that the brethren are able to do that. And you have noticed there they had a sign, Dawn Bible Students. And the reason he used the word Dawn, he wrote to us and he asked, can I use the name? Do I have to have any special permission and so on? Well, I said, what kind of name can he use? And I said, you can use whatever you like. I said, there's no jurisdiction, whatever name that's appropriate for you. I said, you could call yourself whatever you want. So he says, no. And so his first affiliation with the Dawn was with Brother Leo Post. That's going back about 8 years or more. And that's how he, Agrippina, came to truth, was through Brother Leo Post. And so Brother Leo Post used to help him financially as well. And so now we've taken over doing the same thing. We're happy to help him. And the Australian brother sent him assistance every month, and we do the same. And there's even brethren also in Canada that send him assistance. And they send him assistance through the Western Union. And that's the best way to send it. We did send it through his bank account, but you know the banks, they charge quite a bit of money. And but he has to be careful as well, because things are not so rosy. If he has too much money in the bank, then there's going to be a little bit of problems. And some of them may be following him. But some of the pictures that the brother from Australia has shown, plus David here, and you'll see some of the poverty that they live under. Another thing that Brother Capino had mentioned to us, we get pictures from him every month that he sends of what's happening there through the email. What's happening there is they do not know how long they can live in these paper huts. They can be told to move out. And so we were kind of worried about that, because with the brethren from Australia, we're wondering that we may have to assist them in buying them a home. they have no place where to go. But the owners of those shacks can tell them to move out anytime. Where do you go? So there are places there that the brethren from Australia were looking at the possibility, just in case something should happen. We can be able to assist them and help them to have a home. So brethren, we have no idea throughout the world how brethren, how they live. You know, there's Christian suffering. Not only was it in Bible time, but been throughout the entire Dark Ages in Christian suffering. And we can see that. But it's all for the sake of the truth, and they love it. They love the truth. They love that they have this wonderful message, as you have seen David presented, these brethren. And they're so lovable. And Brother Agrippina was trying to get a visa to come to the United States and to visit the brethren in Seattle and others. And he was refused the visa by the U.S. Customs. So he was disappointed, but we did everything we can to try and help him. And we helped him financially that he had to go to try and get the visa. And the cost was great. And he still refused. And so, looking back at the echoes of this place, this convention here, it goes back many years of the brethren who served here. Brethren who are not with us any longer. I often think as we were driving up here of the grandfather Garlick family, of their faithful service. And there were many others. We remember John Ochoa of his visits here, of his pilgrim service, and Walter Herchick, and all of those dear brethren, Brother Kochuk, Brother Crook. We remember all these brethren. And you know, they were our examples when we were growing up. And these are the brethren, really, that have put us where we are today, where we stand today. We have that wonderful message of truth that they left for us. They left us a legacy, is what they did. So let's cherish it, dear brethren. When we leave home from here, we think back of these brethren that we're grateful to, that the Lord used to bring the message to us in this northern part of Canada. So, brethren, when we dismiss to our individual homes, continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that we remain faithful to the covenant of sacrifice we had made with the Lord. And may God's Holy Spirit guide you once again each day of your life.
Thank you, Brother Ken. Is there someone else who'd like to, at this point in time? Brother Adam.
Dear brethren, I'm so thankful and grateful, and my cup is overflowing. Psalm 23, the Lord has anointed us, and the cup is overflowing, and I'm so thankful for all of the blessings I have received at this convention. It was a little disappointing at the start. Somebody said, well, so-and-so isn't coming, and another phone rings and somebody else isn't coming. Phone rings and somebody got into an accident, and it was sort of harbingers of something else to happen. But then the Lord provided, and one of the things that I really find a highlight from all the brethren were zeroing in on not only the theme hymn, but also looking at the Bible in a little bit different way in studying the Bible. And I think that was a highlight. I've never approached a Bible study in that way. I've looked at the Bible. I love reading the Bible, like looking at it and looking at all the helps that I can get to help me understand it. But some of the things that are discussed in the panel discussion and some of the, what Brother Tim brought out, how to study the Bible, and maybe look at a chapter at a time, was highlight. And this sort of kind of connects with Colossians 3:16, that it had to do with our meetings. With the manner in which we come together and study. And then after seeing this last presentation, I left speechless. So I just want to thank all the brethren again for coming.
Thank you. And we have time for maybe one or two more if somebody would like to testify. Brother Randy.
Thank you. You know, it's the idea of thankfulness, of praising the Lord, that stands out in from this convention as a convention echo. And again, like Brother Ken was referring to rather nostalgically about the past, and I would make reference that I am so grateful for the past, for the things that I remember earlier on in my life, knowing the truth, and that is that the highlight was always the conventions in Winnipeg, and then we realized that that would change even later in the 60s, early 60s, to go up through a series of conventions through Kenora and Porcupine Plain and here in Prince Albert, and the fellowship over 2 weeks, all told. And you were part of it too, real tiny at one point. And I was thinking that we have much to thankful for, because in Winnipeg we also, around after August and September and Labor Day, we sometimes were able to go down to Minneapolis, and that's where many brethren we know and love are there, including a young Michael Nakora, and that he was from Minneapolis originally, and his family. And mother and father were a real blessing to us, and we got a perspective and an opening to see how there were so many brethren in the States. And so I speak for a couple, maybe five people in this room that used to have a chance to go there. And I'm thinking also of just how we can count our blessings. I don't want to take too long, but we think of what, since World War II, for instance, if we wanted to count our blessings, we have so many blessings. We should really, even though we look into a time in which an economic downturn causes even a strain on wonderful charitable and spiritual work that's going on and is extending, as we saw on the screen. And I, like Brother Adam, I was just overwhelmed by the effort. And someone commented on the song that they sang at the end. I think the first one was good too, but the second one acted as a plea. You could hear in the tones of it, even though I couldn't understand all the words, but you could see how hungry the world is for care, attention at the spiritual level as well. So, I'd just like to reiterate too, I think if the brethren wanted to count their blessings, you could say, right after World War II, we had an unprecedented time of wealth in this, all of North America. Some other parts of the world took a long while to recover, but the freedom of the conventions and just seeing how brethren started to travel the conventions, I myself as a kid could see that there was something strong and it was just moving ahead, and a feeling of the spread of the truth too, a renewed vitality. There was no persecution here, very little if any. And so the truth grew, and I witnessed that from very young. It was a real great benefit from it. If I look back and I would have chastised myself if I didn't go to a convention then when I could have, because it was just a great opportunity. And then we look at, the steady growth of the studies in each ecclesia. Then I would have to say that, I'm trying to get my thoughts together here, that round about, I guess, 82, I remember that if the truth were a witness in through the earth, we had an even greater witness. We had an opportunity for going to international conventions. So just by way of reminder to you, that was a time when we could be in Europe, when there was tremendous persecution during the war upon any who even came close to studying anything like the truth. And so, I am just reminded by this convention of how we have no attack upon us. We still have the peace, and we're able to carry this on, and then go into areas it seems where it's harder to be. It's harder to spread the truth, but nonetheless, to see Brother Dave and others going there, it inspires you. It really inspires you. And yes, once more, if we could go to conventions, the international conventions are there. I would like to go one day again. And I would like to be able to say that there we can have our picture taken all together, 300 and 400 and 500 brethren at a time. Those pictures will be there forever. They will go on as a legacy. No one can harm us as much as they had 200 years ago, those who studied the truth. And so we have a tremendous legacy. And this convention is one where it says we can have the peace, and we can have the Spirit of the Lord, we can have the truth in detail. All of the proofs that are there that add up to a strong consolation, as is said in the scripture. We now have a strong consolation, not a weak one. And Lord bless you all. I'm so happy we're able to be here. Lord keep you on your way home. Bless everybody back home.
Thank you, Brother Andy. And with that, our time has come to an end. And I would just like to say at this point in time, I'd like to thank all the speakers on behalf of the class for their services, the time they put into preparing for their lessons, the efforts that they have done, the lessons that they have brought forth have been a blessing, as we've seen, to all of us. And I'm not going to say a long concluding thoughts, because you've all expressed some of the blessings that you've already received from this. And we're ending just in time. I'd like to also thank to all the brethren who also have made it here from other classes and other places. It's been a privilege to have all of you come. And what makes a convention is not only the brethren that serve, but it's also the brethren that come, because it's the fellowship, it's the discussions, it's the words that we say to each other, the smiling faces, the just being with each other together is a wonderful thing. And of course, as we've had plenty to offer this convention, we've had plenty of singing, and I've really enjoyed that. To me, it's been a real blessing to have all the singing, and we wasn't planned that way, but you know, sometimes the Lord overrules, and it tied in so well with our theme text. Maybe that's the way it was. Obviously the Lord overrules, but it was nice. So with that, brethren, I would like you to continue on your ways, to remember the Lord in all that He has done for you. Take the lessons that have been brought forth here and apply it in your lives. Let as the scripture says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Take this word and let it dwell in you richly. And may you always be blessed and remember the Lord along your ways. And with that, I would like to call on Brother Ken, if you would like to close the convention with a word of prayer, and then we will sing God Be With You. If everyone would rise, I imagine everybody would like to stand.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, hallowed be Thy most holy name. Indeed, Heavenly Father, we're thankful and grateful for this past weekend. We thank Thee for Thy guidance, for getting us together as Thy people, as Thy children. We thank Thee for Thy truth, Heavenly Father. And we thank Thee for Thy great measure of the Holy Spirit that has been upon us this weekend. Thou hast been with us. Thou hast guided us. And we thank Thee to the bottom of our hearts to Thee. Most of all, Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy Son, Christ Jesus, who died in our behalf. We thank Thee that Thou hast called us. Help us to be faithful to the covenant of the sacrifice we had made with Thee. And Heavenly Father, when we dismiss individual homes this evening, be with us and guide us. Hold us close to Thee, Heavenly Father. Continue to lead us in the path of righteousness. Keep us away from all evil, all danger. And we pray, Heavenly Father, Thou wouldst hold us in the palm of Thy hand. Heavenly Father, we pray that Thou wouldst forgive us where we have come short, where we fail. And now, Heavenly Father, we pray for the Israelites the world over, especially those brethren who need Thy special care, those that are in the beds of sickness. May the Holy Spirit be given the comfort and the strength and the healing power. Be with Sister Pat. May the Holy Spirit continue to give her comfort and strength. And be with others that need Thy similar care. And Heavenly Father, once again, we give Thee thanks and be with us as we dismiss from this place. And it be Thy will that we'd meet again next year. And we give Thee thanks once more time, Heavenly Father. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.